I think you have to be pretty happy about how your team attacked today. And it was, you know, kind of that slower pitching that you've been concerned with in that first game for the most part. And I thought they did a good job of attacking that.
You know, they definitely stepped up to plate and hit today. And that was something I talked to the girls this week. I said, I want us to be hitters. I want us to earn our runs. I don't want to just, you know, steal because you got past the catcher. I want to get some RBIs and hit.
You guys have kind of turned into the Lady Beaver Bombers all of a sudden. Four home runs today.
And a couple of firsts for the couple of the girls out there. I think some of those girls, Caitlin Walkenserver, has been hungry for that home run. And she would have hit, too. There was no one out there, but it was foul. And, you know, she's earned it. She's worked so hard, and she's matured so much in the last 4 years. And Gabby, she's hitting the ball really well, and Tori as well. And, you know, Ella, as a freshman, she got her first home run. I knew as soon as she hit it, I knew it was over. And it was a nice, hard hit. So kudos to those girls for stepping to plate and wanting to hit.
Well, and you know, the amazing thing about it, too, with Caitlin in that first game especially, she was 3-for-4, but her first three hits, a home run, a single, and a double. All she needed was that triple in her last at bat, but, you know, but still, that's pretty impressive. You know, I think in times it's tougher to hit a triple than it is a home run in softball or even in any baseball, too.
Yes, for sure. You have to hit it in the right spot. You know, it kind of has to have that right spin to it sometimes, you know. And we've had a couple of triples this year. You know, I think Caitlin could do it. It just got to hit in the right spot. She can hit to the right side really well, and she's just got to get those wheels going.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, Jason Buffington, I know she had a couple of hit batters in that first game that kind of hurt her a little bit, but she was able to kind of settle down a little bit in the middle of that first game on. And second game, a couple of runs in that first inning, but then after that, she was pretty dominant in the circle last three innings.
You know, she did really well the second game. And, you know, second game is she really kind of struggles a little bit. And, you know, she calmed herself down and she pulled herself out of it, you know, after a hit batter. And, you know, she even did well at the plate today. I mean, she hit a couple of line drives out to right field. And, you know, she's been working on that as well. I know she wants to be a good hitter and a good pitcher. And it's very apparent that she's been working hard.
Amber Lotta had a tough first game at the plate, went 0-for-3, I think it was. But second game, she redeemed herself and drove in three runs with a couple of hits.
You know, Amber had kind of had the case of the Adams where she hit right at him. And you know, they were hard hits, just line drives and, like, the left fielder. I mean, she had to earn that, you know. That was a good catch by a couple of those girls. And I know that – I was telling Amber, I was like, I mean, I know that sucks when you have that. I mean, we hit right at him, and it was a nice hard hit. So, I mean, she just has to know that you're hitting the ball really well. Sometimes you just got to find a gap.
At least it was at them and not at them. But,
yeah. That's what my dad used to call you, got a case of the Adams.
Yeah. Well, no, that's a good point there. But you guys get four wins this week, and I think – getting this 500 here with some big six games to go here, four of those in league and two in non-conference play, and you got to be kind of like where you're sitting as you host a pretty good Goodland team coming in here on Tuesday.
This is where I want to be right now, especially going against Goodland and having this going off this high right now of the sweep for the week. And you know, Goodland's a pretty good team this year. They played really well against Colby, and I think we can, if we hit like we did today, I don't think we could, I mean, we're going to do really well on Tuesday if we hit like we did.
Well, fun day for you guys today, and I was thinking, you know, your back-to-back home runs here in this fourth inning, I was kind of reflecting back on that. I think that might be the first time in program history where you've had a team hit back-to-back jacks. Or maybe, actually, I've seen anyway.
Well, actually, a couple of years ago with Macy, Crystal, gosh, who else hit it over this? It was at Colby. Last minute, it was that really, really cold game years ago at Colby. And I think Macy hit for the cycle that day. Yeah, the girls were just talking about that on the field just now, and they were talking about, when was the last time we did this? And Caitlin Walker said that this is Scott City softball. I said, you're right. We're hitting the ball really well, right where we need to be.
It's been fun. It's been improvement. And four run rule wins for you this week as you faced some pretty good competition here next week. Coach Aaron Myers joining me. Congratulations. Enjoy the weekend, Coach, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
Thanks, Adam.